If you don't have an email list, then you don't have a direct line to your customers. Reaching your clients, audience, supporters, and fans with the right message at the right time in the right place becomes easy when you've got a strategic email list in place. My email list is the number one way I drive profits in my business. And major bonus here, it's a lot easier and way more fun than you might think. That's why I'm teaching a free live workshop all about growing your email list called From Zero Subscribers or Zero Strategy to an Engaged Email List That Lasts. I'll show you how to kick off your email list building strategy with no fear, because I know it can be scary to start something new in your business. Save your virtual seat at growanemaillist.com. Inside of my free live workshop, you'll learn why email marketing is 10 times more effective than posting on social media, my secret to sending out weekly emails without adding a ton of work to my plate, my best tips for getting people to hit subscribe, and what to actually say to them to convert them from subscribers to paying clients and customers. Save your seat now at growanemaillist.com. That's growanemaillist.com to get started with an email list strategy that drives real results. I'll see you at the masterclass. This is not about quantity. It's about quality. And as you continue in your life, it's important you feel supported and that you have people in your world who simply get it, with it being you. Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. Okay, I swear that you cannot walk into a Kohl's or the home of like a middle-aged mom without seeing a few of those quote appliques on the wall. Like, you know, the ones I'm talking about, the Eat, Pray, Love or the Always Kiss Me Goodnight appliques, right? Like, we had a lot of those in our house growing up. I love you, mom. But those quotes can be somewhat cheesy. And the funny thing is that the older I get, the more that I realize that all of those sentiments are actually true. Like, I get why my mom wanted to be reminded to count her blessings every day, especially when she had young children in the house. Now, the whole line, people come into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime, it sounds cheesy. But when you really break it down, there's a lot of truth to it. Like, if every relationship in our life was the exact same, we wouldn't grow or be challenged or stretched by those who enter our lives. And heck, if we kept every single friendship through every walk of life, we would have zero time or energy to go deep. The beauty of relationships is that they can grow and change and evolve and transform. And sometimes the beauty is that they can exit stage left. Like, think about it. No two relationships look the same. And that's a good thing. Like, your childhood best friend serves a different purpose than your life partner, and your siblings offer different perspectives and company to you than, say, your work friends or your peers. Now, I have a pretty tight and close circle. My mom and sister are my ride or dies. They are my speed dials, but I'm definitely someone who has an intimate group of friends outside of my family. And as I've gotten older, I've realized that friendships evolve as our lives evolve and our families grow and the days and weeks get fuller. And so even though I no longer group text 15 separate girlfriends anytime a big event in my life happens, I know that I have true friends that I can call on day in or day out. Now, in this episode, you'll learn the five kinds of relationships that I think everyone should have and prioritize in their life. And I'm so excited to get into it. So here we go. Let's go, friends. I've been taking tons of walks with Baby Quinn lately, and it's always a great time for podcasts. Thankfully, I've got a ton of new shows to listen to from the HubSpot Podcast Network, just like My First Million, hosted by Sam Parr and Sean Puri. My First Million features famous guests, digs into how companies made their first million, and brainstorms new business ideas based on the hottest trends and opportunities in the marketplace. They've covered topics like why the next big social media network will be on the blockchain, companies of one that make millions, and three patterns for great business ideas. Listen to My First Million and all the HubSpot Podcast Network shows wherever you get your podcasts. Real quick, before we dive into this episode, I do think it's important to note like kind of where we're at as a world right now. I think a lot of us are feeling digitally drained from all of the digital ways we're staying connected, and we're feeling disconnected. I actually read this Instagram post the other day, and it was about this friend group who had once been super close, but they had gotten distant over the past few years. And they were all kind of blaming each other or feeling like they were at fault in different ways. But when they were finally able to come together in person, they realized that nobody had done anything wrong. Each person was just literally trying to survive and figure out what their own life is going to look like in the world of uncertainty. And I honestly think this topic is so important right now because we're feeling that disconnectedness from other people. And we're also wondering, how is it possible to keep friendships in the world that we're living in? I've definitely struggled with friendship in the past. And in recent years, I've really prioritized having community in my life and putting forth effort to start and build and maintain and grow strong friendships. Like, it takes a lot of work. And I think when things take work, something's got to give. We only have so much time and energy. And I think friendships can be the thing that kind of gets thrown by the wayside at times. But then we find ourselves on an island, isolated and alone, or feeling disconnected or lonely. And I think friendships and relationships are this amazing topic because when I'm looking at it, I'm realizing that there are five main categories or archetypes that I believe that we should all be seeking out in our lives, or that we should be making sure that we're fostering and nurturing. Now, these different types of relationships serve different purposes in beautiful and important ways. And I'm going to dive into these categories in just a minute, but here's what they are. They're lifelong, life stage, likeness, unconditional, and leader relationships. And maybe you're thinking, wait, five types of relationships? Jenna, I don't even know if I have five real friends. Well, hear me out. I'm not saying you need to have a crew of 20 besties. In fact, according to the Survey Center on American Life, 49% of Americans report having three or fewer close friends who aren't relatives. And I don't know about you, but that rings pretty true for me. So these five categories that we're talking about today aren't people you need to be in touch with all day, every day, but they are people who you know you can rely on to walk with you through it all based on where you're at in your life. As I walk through these five different types of friendships, I'd love for you to just observe the people in your life who may currently be playing these roles, but also notice or pay attention to where you might have some gaps or areas that you might need to seek out new relationships or community so that you can feel supported in all areas of your life. So the first type of friends are lifelong friends, and these buddies would be the lifetime portion of the reason, season, or lifetime quote. Lifetime doesn't mean that you have to have known them since you were in diapers. For me, these are the friends who have been my best friends since college. So we're going on 15 plus years now. And just saying that makes me feel very old. These are the friends who have walked with you through different stages of life, staying friends through it all. You might have great friends from childhood or high school who, even if you don't see them in ages, you can pick right up where you left off. And you might have friends who have walked through certain experiences with you, like college or job recruiting. Like whatever it is, lifetime friends have navigated life with you and stayed consistent in their friendship. Now, with lifetime friends, you could either support each other from a distance or become next door neighbors. But regardless of where your lifelong pals live, you know that even if miles or years keep you apart, you're going to share a connection for the rest of your lives because of your shared experiences and memories, the shared hurdles you've walked through together, the shared tears or laughter, or the unforgettable times that you've spent together. Like, these are the people who have grown with you and have evolved and supported your growth and evolution. Like for me, my college roommates, they have walked with me through literally every stage of my career, my relationship, my marriage, and now motherhood. And we're spread across all of the Midwest, and we don't see each other all the time. In fact, we don't see each other very much. But I know that no matter what, we have each other's backs, and we can get together and enjoy each other's company like no time has passed. We keep up weekly through voice texts, and the cool thing is we do not hold back in sharing anything about the reality of where we're at in life, and we consistently support each other from afar. These are my friends who have grown with me, so they've literally seen every iteration of who I am, and they love me through my own personal evolution. I also want to mention and acknowledge really quick that not everyone's lifelong friends are from childhood or even young adulthood or college. I realize that for some people, they've had their lives derailed and divided up into multiples from loss or from trauma or from opening up your identity, and that they might have had to start completely over with relationships when they face those things. And honestly, this happens often, and it can create this sense that you've had this life before and a life after. And if this is you, if this is resonating, my heart's with you. And I completely commend your bravery for putting on this new identity and clothing yourself in this new truth and moving forward, even in the face of potentially devastating loss. And here's my hope. My hope is that whoever you choose as these chosen friends, that they can surround you and cover you in every ounce of love that you deserve. And trust me, you deserve a lot. And when we think of lifelong friends, for some, it could simply mean those who have gone through different stages, different seasons of life with you, and they've supported you and championed you through the hard seasons and celebrated you through the joyful ones. And even if they aren't in the same stage of life with you right now, they're still with you. Like, you're in different boats, but you're rowing together. Now, the next type of relationships or friends are called life stage friends. These are the people who just get it in terms of what's going on in your personal life. And don't worry, we'll get to those who get the professional side next. Now, life stage friends are the people who are on a similar path as you and who share the same life stage that you're at. Like, if you're a new parent, it's the other new mom that you text when your baby's woken you up every 3 hours for 6 nights in a row. If you're newly accepted to law school, it's a classmate who you can commiserate over the coursework with and grab a drink after the exam. And if you just moved to a new town, it's a recent transplants that maybe you met through your realtor who are getting to know other fun restaurants and neighborhoods to explore in the area too. Now, these types of relationships help walk you through the life stage you're in. Sometimes they last forever. Sometimes they shift or change when you enter into that next life stage or season. But this type of relationship is important because they can support you through your current reality. It's not like other people in your life don't sympathize or try to understand what you're going through, but there's something to be said about walking through the fire with someone else who is in the flames with you. And these friendships don't just try to understand your highs and lows, they feel them because they're experiencing similar or sometimes even the exact same ones. For us, this is our neighbors with kids that are the same age as ours. Like, we love to do play dates, we swing by each other's houses, we share meals, we talk about the stages of our kids, and we just all around understand each other's day-to-day hurdles and wins in this season of life with young kids. And trust me, it is absolutely refreshing to have friendships with people who are where you are right now. So if you are struggling in this area, try and seek out other people who are in a similar life stage as yours. All right, 2022, slow your roll. Q1, it flew by, and it was such a different season for my business. I was on maternity leave, I announced my first book, How Are You Really? And my team and I kept the business running through another winter of uncertainty. How are you feeling after the start of the year? Are you ready to take on Q2 and really put your head down on strategies and systems for growth this year? Well, HubSpot is here to help you with an easy-to-use CRM platform that aligns your business and delivers a seamless experience for your customers. Other CRMs can be cobbled together, but HubSpot is carefully crafted in-house for businesses just like yours. Its purpose-built suite of operations, sales, and marketing tools work together seamlessly so that you and your team can focus on what really matters, your customers. With features like team email, you can turn incoming emails into tickets or send them straight into your shared inbox so no more questions can slip through the cracks. You can even take your business to go with the HubSpot mobile app. Learn how to grow better by connecting your people, your customers, and your business at HubSpot.com. Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over 1 billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply. The next type of friendships are likeness relationships, as defined by yours truly, are the third category. And the word likeness literally means resemblance or similarity. And so for this specific category of friendship, I'm talking about someone in a similar place career-wise as you. When I think about likeness, I think about someone who is on this similar trajectory or shares similar ambitions as yours when it comes to the work that you do or the way that you show up and impact the world. So your likeness friend is someone who understands the professional stage you're in and who you can bounce ideas off of. It's someone who can relate to what you do for a living and who is maybe pursuing something similar or parallel to you. They understand your work or even just understand a particular trait about you. It's kind of like the relationship without caveats or where you don't feel like you have to explain yourself. Like, think about this. Like, where are my fellow Enneagram 3s at? Because you guys get me and you would count as a potential likeness friend when it comes to work or the way that I show up or pursue achievement. So for me, I choose to separate work and life a lot. So I don't share a ton about my work with Drew. Like, he doesn't care. When my laptop closes, I want to get back to life. So oftentimes he doesn't know or frankly care to know about the ins and the outs of what I'm working on a day-to-day basis. And personally, that works really well for us. I love that. But without having that sort of support under my roof, I found that likeness friends play a super critical role in our lives because they share passions or pursuits and can support in ways that other types of relationships might not be able to. Like, let's just say you started a business. It's the entrepreneur friend who you meet in a Facebook group that actually gets what you're talking about when you're talking about how you're overwhelmed with juggling a million different hats. Or maybe you're climbing a corporate ladder and crushing the side hustle passion project at the same time. And really, the only people who can get that level of dedication are other people who are juggling both right alongside of you. Or maybe you're ready to pivot into a new arena. Your likeness friend is also in a stage of transition, and they get the identity crisis that can ensue when you choose to shift your roles or your identity. So these relationships are vital. I think they're so important because here's the thing. A lot of career growth is extremely personal. Even if you work with a team or you have coworkers, you are the one in your specific position who knows what it feels like to be stretched with your skills or pushed in your leadership. And those who have similar work lives to you might not be in the exact same space, but they can often understand your qualms and celebrate your work and accomplishments more than people doing totally different work. My main likeness friend is my girl, Amy Porterfield. I know that I can literally always voice text her to ask her a question or an event or to share ideas with in order to get perspective from someone who truly understands my industry and also the level my business is at. And it's so nice to have an outside perspective. Like, her and I, we text literally almost daily, and just having someone who feels like a peer in the business world is invaluable. Like, I feel like we're coworkers. And the thing is that I didn't just stop there. I'm always trying to seek out more likeness friends when I'm embarking in new directions. And so this year, I've also been really lucky to connect with other authors who are also launching books this year. And I just started a text thread the other day with Gabby Bernstein and Lisa Bilyeu and Natasha Grano. We all have books coming out this year. And the goal is to just share what it is we're working on, where we're at, where we need support. And really, truly, having support and someone who gets you and the work you do is so huge. So if you're listening to this part and you're thinking, this is a massive gap for me, I definitely recommend joining our Gold Digger Podcast Insiders group on Facebook and finding some likeness friends. Really, we'll start a thread. You can comment on there and find some friends who are either in your industry or in your area. And the link to join our Insiders group is in the show description and the show notes for today. And you can also always find it at golddiggerpodcast.com. Number 4 is the unconditional love category. And this one is so important. And the cool thing about this one is it's going to look different for each of us. For many, your unconditional love crew would be your family, whether that's your natural or your chosen family. Now, if you follow me online or listen to this show, you know how close I am with my family. And trust me when I say I realize how truly rare it is to not just love your family, but to genuinely like them. And I know not everyone is able to maintain close relationships with their given family members for so many reasons. And here's the thing, if that's you, my heart truly does go out to you. If you've ever had to distance yourself from anyone in your family to protect your physical or your mental space or your heart. Because here's the thing, sometimes family doesn't share DNA. Sometimes it means the people who rally and support you and give you truth and life, and no matter what, they are there for you regardless of blood. These people are the ones who you can count on for anything and who will support you through thick and thin. These are the people who are going to do life with you until the end of your days. They're also the ones who would pass the 3 a.m. test with flying colors, meaning they are the ones that you would call them at 3 a.m. and you know without a doubt that they would show up. The people in your life who will love you no matter what and who you feel free to show up as your full self unapologetically, those are your unconditional love people. Now, for me, again, this is without a doubt my family. Like, I lived away from home for over a decade. It was 12 years. And in that time, I lived over 5 hours away from home. And so naturally, I became way more independent and not used to asking for help or relying on things like family support. But then moving home and back to my family and becoming a mom retrained me to lean on others for support and to support others freely. And honestly, it's been the most beautiful transition for me to not just be in close vicinity to the humans that I love so dearly, but also to just be there for each other at the drop of a hat if any one of us needs support or company. So think about your life and think about the person or the people who fill that unconditional loving role for you. And better yet, take a few minutes to reach out to them today. Thank them, encourage them, let them know what they mean to you. Drew, my family, I love you. You make a difference. Thanks for being there. Okay. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. When it comes to content creation, you either do it because you love it or because you know it's a powerful business tool. Now, either way, it takes a ton of work. Whether you're building your website from scratch or struggling to manage payments, you need Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate one-stop shop that's been my go-to for almost a decade. Yes, nearly a decade. It's designed to help creators and entrepreneurs build thriving online businesses with steady, recurring income. Whether it's blogging, coaching, or podcasting, Kajabi makes it simple to transform your passion into profitable online courses, exclusive membership sites, and so much more. Over the years, Kajabi has been my rock, from hosting my signature courses like the Pinterest Lab to handling transactions without taking a single penny of my money. That's right. You get to keep 100% of what you earn. With Kajabi, you get powerful analytics, simple payment options, effective email marketing tools, and beautiful website templates that you can customize. And here's a little secret. You don't need a massive following to earn a great income. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi who are making six and seven figures with less than 50,000 followers, and you can be one of them. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business if you go to kajabi.com/goal. That's kajabi.com/goal. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion today at kajabi.com/goal. The final category are leadership relationships or friendships. And these are the people who inspire you to do better and to pursue your goals and your dreams. And honestly, I struggled with this sort of relationship early in my career. I was so stubborn. I was literally dead set on doing things myself and learning things on my own. And I missed opportunities to invite leaders or mentors into my world to speak into my life and to help guide me on the path. Now, this relationship is vital for your growth, but also for your life. The people who fill these roles are your mentors. They're a few steps ahead of you in your business or your life. And the best part is their values align with yours, and they give you that motivation that you need to go for what it is you want in this life. They're the ones who inspire you and who push you in the right direction. Now, having people in your life who support your growth and who challenge you to keep learning is such an invaluable connection to foster. And this person or people, they are going to help guide you in whatever way that they can. And the best part is, if you don't know who they are, I just want to say hi, hello. I hopefully fall into this category for you right now as you are listening to this show. I would love to be valued as a leadership relationship in your life. And so whether it's online mentors who you follow on social media and who may or may not even know that you exist, or paid mentors in the form of coaches or consultants, or even just people who are just a little further on the path than you in real life, it is important that your circle has someone who inspires you and encourages you and guides you to be the best version of you. And this person can totally and probably will change with the seasons that you're in. So for me, this is my friend, Brendan Burchard. He literally just sent me a voice text while recording this. And he has just been a massive encourager to me in my entrepreneurial journey. And he's been a friend who's just further on the path than I am. And the funny thing is that I first crossed paths with him through a paid mastermind I was in, but then I formed a friendship with him over the years. And he's become someone that I can ask to check a contract or that I can call to pick his brain about whether he thinks this idea is worth pursuing. And I value his opinion so much because him and I, we share very similar values and super similar work styles. Now, I also consider women like Joanna Gaines a leader in my life. She's someone I follow online. She doesn't even know I exist, though I'm going to put it out in the universe. Someday she will. And she speaks into my life through the ways that she runs her business and expands her brand, all while keeping her family first and her priorities straight. So whether your leader is someone who is showing up in your text or inbox, or someone whose posts just speak to you and inspire you, having a leader relationship will help you continue to grow, and it will be a relationship that paints possibility for you when your vision gets clouded. So there you have it, the five types of relationships that you should be fostering in your world. And here's what I want you to remember. This is not about quantity. It's about quality. And as you continue in your life, it's important you feel supported and that you have people in your world who simply get it, with it being you. And before we end this episode, I just think it's worth mentioning that it's important to not just have people in your life who are just like you. I think it's really easy and natural for us to create echo chambers if we're not careful. And true relationships and friendships push you to expand your understanding and your empathy. I look at so many people in my circle, and it's funny to observe things like different Enneagram or Myers-Briggs types, different cultural upbringings or values, or different family traditions or heritages. My mom is a peacekeeper on the Enneagram who is truly that to a T, and she helps me be more grounded and present. And Drew is a one, aka the perfectionist, who sees things in very black and white or absolutes. And those traits really challenge me to understand him and how he makes his decisions. My friend Tico is an emotional intelligence expert, and she makes me pause to really think about things in different ways. And my friend Glow is a world traveler and a lover of culture, so she forces me to think from different points of view. It's not just about finding people who are exactly like you. In fact, I challenge you to find people who aren't like you so that you can grow and evolve in your level of understanding. Like, life is so boring if you're surrounded with a bunch of yes people. So don't be afraid to seek out relationships that challenge your mindset and perspective and whose different characteristics complement you in a way that expands your thinking. I think the biggest thing here is that in order to attract the right people into your life, you have to lean into who you truly and fully are. Like, do not be afraid. Do not shy away from the characteristics that make you you. And I know that in a time where we've been in a global pandemic, maintaining relationships and starting friendships can be hard. So I also want to acknowledge those of you who might just feel lonely right now and like you don't have a strong circle of support. I understand that feeling, and I know it's often overwhelming trying to build lasting friendships as an adult, but here's the thing. I do believe it is important to at least try. Now, before we sign off, I did an episode a couple years ago about how to find solid friendships as an adult, and it has 5 helpful and realistic ways to seek out people who will support and complement your life. You can scroll on back to episode 283, and we'll also link it in today's show notes, which you can always find at golddiggerpodcast.com or jennakutcherblog.com. Now, caveat, at the time when I recorded that episode, Facebook groups weren't as much of a big deal as they are right now. And so I'd even add that joining Facebook groups to that list and posting that you're trying to get to know more people in your area, whether it's a local mommy group or a small business group or a group of one of your favorite hobbies, or heck, the Gold Digger Podcast Insiders group, jump on in, introduce yourself, put yourself out there. I will be there applauding you. But here's the truth. We can't do life alone, or at least we can't do it well and feel fulfilled. And personally, I don't think we should even attempt that. People are made for connection. And in a world where connecting feels hard, it's important that we focus on ways that we can connect and support one another through life. So here's your reminder today to check in on your friends. Yes, even the strong ones, and let them know that you are here for them, that you see them, and that you support them. As we grow and evolve, our relationships will too. But today, I hope that you can check off each of these 5 categories of the people in your life, knowing that you are so lucky to be walking this road with people who genuinely love you. Until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals. And thank you so much for hitting play on another episode of the podcast. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer care team is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.